With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Time now for our monthly visit with Christy Pulliam, the Community Development Director of the Foundation of Arts here in Jonesboro. Christy, welcome back to KASU.
It's great to be here, Marty.
And as always, exciting things going on at the Foundation of Arts, and you've brought a guest in to talk about your next production. Would you please introduce our guest?
For sure. I'm so excited that Emily Strode is here with us today. She is working with us on Camp Rock the Musical. That's Disney's Camp Rock the Musical, by the way. And I hope she can tell you a little more about that.
Camp Rock is, there were two Disney movies that came on the Disney Channel, and the musical is kind of based off of both of those movies. And what it's about is a summer camp where kids go to learn music, and they kind of are training to learn vocals and instruments and everything. And there's this band that kind of formed, and they've become really famous, and they come back in the summers and help out. And this year there's a competing camp that has moved in across the lake, and so they kind of have this battle of the bands and kind of compete back and forth.
And drama and romance and everything that goes with being a teenager is a part of this particular show?
Yes, of course.
Well, I understand that you had a huge number of teenagers and tweens come out to audition. Were you surprised at the interest that's been generated in the young community about this show?
Oh, my goodness, Marty. We had an amazing number of kids come out to audition. At least 200. Showed up to audition. We couldn't cast all of them, unfortunately, because, well, for obvious reasons, costuming and space and everything else. But they seemed to be all extremely interested, so excited about it. It was really a fun weekend, kind of exhausting, but fun. And so we were really excited at the turnout. We weren't really surprised. Camp Rock, the musical, is just really a phenomenon among teenagers. A little bit like High School Musical was. You know, we see that in other shows sometimes that are kid-centered. Annie, for one. And so we weren't necessarily surprised, but really excited to see the interest.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about next, just the fact that something like this generates so much interest in performing, singing, and acting among that age group must show that you've got a great future in the Foundation of Arts ahead when you've got so many young people interested in getting on stage.
For sure. You know, shows like this, they make singing and dancing cool. and that's because we think it's cool. You know, and so when we see a show like this that really emphasizes the arts among kids, we're on board.
Now, Emily, I understand that out of this 200 that auditioned, obviously about maybe half or less than half actually got into the show, but you've got some amazing talent that's going to be as part of this production. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of this production of Camp Rock.
Yes, it's very amazing to me that there are so many young kids in this show from age 9 to about 18, and they are just extremely talented with their singing and their dancing. Just so many talents are showcased in this, and that we have that talent right here in Jonesboro. It's just so much fun to watch.
Now, Emily, you're serving as the assistant director on Camp Rock. What would be the difference in your role as assistant director to the actual director?
Well, the director has kind of the vision for the entire show of how they want it to look and how they want it to sound and everything. And I am there to make sure that that happens. And so I make sure that the lights go when they need to, that the cast members are on stage when they need to, and that the set is getting changed. And I'm more running around behind the scenes, making sure that everything is going as planned.
Dealing with a lot of logistics.
Yes, yes.
Now, this is a production that centers on tweens and teenagers. Is this something that's just aimed at that audience, or is this something that the entire family could enjoy?
Teenagers and young kids, of course, are going to love it, but parents and grandparents will too, because it's really got some great music and great dancing. And who doesn't want to come hear beautiful young voices singing on the stage? Wow, I mean, it's just so catchy. I walk out of there from rehearsals just snapping my fingers.
And even though it is music from a Disney Channel movie musical, it's not music that's aimed just particularly at that age group, but it's music that connect with people with all ages.
Exactly, for sure. It's really a lot of fun to listen to. It's not necessarily music that I'm familiar with, but it takes one rehearsal for me to listen to that music and be humming it all the way home.
And isn't that the sign of a good musical anyway, you know, is to be able to walk out having the memory of it, but also having those tunes going through your head?
Yes. I agree.
Well, speaking of musicals, I know, Christy, that you're looking ahead to the next musical for this summer, and it's appropriate that you're holding auditions this month because it's the actual 100th anniversary of the event that inspired the next musical. How's that for a transition?
Oh, yes, that's very good.
You're auditioning for Titanic the Musical. Tell us a little bit about that production and that particular musical.
Well, you know, we're so excited to do Titanic the Musical. It's a really big project for the Foundation of Arts, and we are going to be incorporating people from all over the community and their skills and talents to build the set, for the music, everything. It's really going to be an awesome project, and we're looking forward to a lot of folks coming out to audition for that show. Titanic the Musical is not the movie. It is not the characters from the movie, nor is it the plot. Although the ship does sink, and there are survivors, and there are the lost. But besides that, that's about all it has in common with the movie. But it is an absolutely beautiful musical. The music is phenomenal. Neil Barty, our own Neil Barty, will be helping with the music this year again. And I expect that the talent is just going to show up in droves.
And unlike Camp Rock, this is a musical that you will need primarily adults, I assume,
yes,
to audition for this one.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. Primarily adults. All ages of adults, though, you know, starting, you know, as a young adult all the way up to, you know, 50s and 60s. We'd love to see as many folks as we can come show up.
Emily, you mentioned earlier that you've just finished your degree here at Arkansas State University with a minor in theater. What would you say is one of the joys of being involved in the theater, maybe again to encourage people to come out and audition for the Titanic?
Something that I really enjoy is getting to know people that I probably wouldn't have met any other way. I've made so many amazing friends through the Foundation of Arts by doing shows and being involved up there. And, you know, I've gone on vacations with them. You know, we do a lot of stuff together. And that's something that I really enjoy, is always meeting the new people with each show.
And Christy, if someone wants more information about either auditioning for the Titanic or the show dates and times for Camp Rock, where can they get that information?
Our website, foajonesboro.org, of course. That's got all the information, everything you might want to know. But if you'd like to talk to a real person, then call us, 935-2726, and we'll give you all the information over the phone as well. And drop in for a visit. We like that, too.
Christy Pulliam is Community Development Director of the Foundation of Arts, and Emily Strode is the Assistant Director of Camp Rock, the next production at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro. With this spotlight on the arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.